我们上次末了看到主的话说出了末后日子的一些事。
Last time we saw that the words of the Lord spoke on some matters concerning the last days.
而我们特别提到撒迦利亚书主要的目的是为了激励犹大的百姓起来重建圣殿。
We had especially mentioned that the words of Zacharias to encourage the people so that they would rise up to build the temple.
开头那六章
the first six,
乃是在当时激励他们要起来的话。
The first six chapters are the words that was to encourage them during that time.
从第七章开始我们就看到神向以色列说出一些前面要发生的事。
Starting from chapter 7, we see that God is to speak to Israel concerning things that will come.
而这个前面要发生的事固然是因为当时在犹大有人在被掳的时间他们每年有四次的禁食。
Of course, some of those events to come was during that time when the people of Israel was in captivity that there were some in their midst that fasted four times out of the year.
是为了圣城被毁 圣殿被焚烧百姓给掳到巴比伦。
They fasted because that the city was destroyed, the temple was burned, and the people was taken in captivity to Babylon.
So, 每年在那些日子他们都禁食。
Therefore, in those months during the year, they fasted.
那现在犹大人已经把那个圣殿建造了两年了。
Now, it has come to pass that the Israelites have built the temple for 2 years.
他们就觉得圣殿快要建造好了。
Therefore, they felt the temple is about to be finished.
我们还是要不要禁食呢？
Therefore, do we still need to continue to fast?
所以他们就到耶路撒冷来问先知和祭司们。
So they came to Jerusalem to ask the priests and the prophets.
就引出了神说了一些话。
Therefore, it led to these words from God.
神告诉他们说
God tells them, saying,
你们的禁食是一点意思都没有的。
Now your fasting is meaningless.
因为你们禁食只是一个外表的动作。
Because your fasting is only actions from without.
里面并没有向着神的心意。
You have no heart to God within.
所以你们外面所做的这些禁食一点意思都没有。
So all the fasting that you do outwardly have no meaning at all.
那因着这一件事情
Now because of this,
就引出神在那里说了好些话。
Led God to speak many words.
这些话严格说起来是一直说到撒迦利亚书的末了。
Now these words, strictly speaking, are continued to speak to the end of the book of Zechariah.
乃是说到在以后的日子神要怎样来完成他自己的所定的意念。
And these words actually speak of the fact how God himself will complete the thoughts which he has.
很明显地告诉他的百姓。
Very clearly telling his people.
神做一切的工是根据他自己的定位而不是根据人的动作。
All of God's work is according to his own will and not by man's actions.
如果人的动作能配上神的定规那事情就更好。
Now, if man's cooperation is able to follow on to God's will, that would be even better.
如果人不能跟上神的定规，那神还是照着他自己的定规来做工。
If man were not able to follow on to God's own will, God will still continue to work.
他又把走迷的人带回神的心思。
God will bring those who have gone astray back into his desire.
他又叫那些失落的人给寻找归回。
He has also would take those who have fallen to have them return.
但是这个归回
But for them to return,
但他按照人来说好像是归回到他们原来所站的或是所住的那个地点。
As to man's perspective, that's to return to the position which they have fallen from or to the place where they originally dwelt.
说明显一点就是归回他们原来所有的地位。
To be very clear, that is to go back to the position which they ought to have.
他们是被掳到巴比伦去从神的百姓成了奴隶。
Now they have gone into captivity to the land of Babylon from the people of God as slaves.
他们从耶路撒冷给带到巴比伦去 这个是失去了他们的地位。
From Jerusalem, they have been taken captive to Babylon, so they have lost their position.
那神照着他自己的定义来做工的结果。
According to God's own will, as God works, the result.
那在时候满足的时候，就把他们带回他们原来的身份、地位和居处。
When the time is fulfilled, God will bring them back to their original status, their position, and where they dwell.
那这一切的事情都是神按照他自己的定义来执行的。
Now all these things have been done according to God's own will.
那么，因着这样的一件事。
Now because of this,
就引出神说了很多的话。
God spoke many words.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember,
我们读哈该书的时候
when we read the book of Haggai,
神用着哈该向以色列的百姓说了不多的话。
God used Haggai not to speak too many words to the people of Israel.
哈该说的话没有撒加利亚多。
The word spoken by Haggai is not as much as Zechariah.
但是确实说出了非常重要的那些点。
Yet, it points out very important points.
弟兄姊妹还记得的，头一样就是指出他们的路走不上来，原因在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, you still remember that the Haggai spoke the words to point out the reason why the people of Israel could not follow on.
然后就说出这个殿的重建，他们的将来的荣耀的结局是怎样？
And God also pointed out to them the glory of the latter temple, how it would compare to the former temple.
这两件大事都是对着犹大的百姓心里头的难处来说明的。
These two points were speaking directly to the difficulty in the hearts of the people of Israel.
但是他只是说出那一个结果。
But God only gave them the results.
没有说出那个过程。
And did not speak of the process.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说话从来不会藏头露尾的。
When God speaks, He will not only give us a part of it.
他一说就说得很清楚。
When He speaks, God speaks very clearly.
是他用着撒加利亚把撒该所没有说的话也说出来了。
Therefore, God also speaks the words through Zechariah, which He did not speak through Haggai.
撒该哈该在那边就说到这殿的荣耀将来的要比现在的更大。
Now in the book of Haggai, Haggai speaks the words that the glory of this temple would be greater than the former temple.
大到一个什么地步呢？
How great would the glory be?
大到全地的人都要来这个殿里边去寻求神，要见神的面。
The glory will be so great that all the people of the land will come to this temple to seek the face of God.
在当时的犹大人，他们以为我想，虽然圣经没明说，但是我想，他们以为这一次圣殿的重建就是把神这一个宣告来带到结果。
Now I think the scriptures did not tell us, but this is what I think concerning the people of Israel during that time, that the proclamation of God of the glory is the result which they will bring about.
但是事实上，我们在历史上从没看到，在过去有一个时刻是把神的那一个宣告作为一个事实摆出来。
The fact is, we have not yet seen in history the proclamation of God which He made was brought about to be realized.
当然，现在我们读圣经的人，我们都看到。
Of course, we who read the scriptures today, we are able to see.
神用哈该先知说那一段话不是为当时。
When God used the prophet Haggai to speak those words, it was not for that particular time.
乃是为着神的旨意完成而宣告神做工的过程。
It was for the sake of the completion of God's will, He proclaimed those words in the process of it.
但是那个具体的过程是怎样呢？
But how that actually is in progress,
在哈该书里头就没有提到。
It was not mentioned during the book of Haggai.
在撒加利亚书里面就提到。
In the book of Zechariah, that is mentioned.
所以从第八章开始， so, 我们就看到神一点一点的把那一个神的殿的将来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀，那一个过程是怎么一回事。
But in Zechariah chapter 8, God's beginning to show us bit by bit the practical matters about how the glory of the latter temple is to be greater than the former.
我们上一次看第八章看到末了的时候
Last time when we looked at the end of chapter 8,
我们就提到了到了有一天
We mentioned that one day,
全地的人都要来 寻找要见神的面
When all the people of the land will come to seek the face of God.
那他们怎么来寻找呢
Now how do they come to seek after God?
他们都到耶路撒冷来
They come all to Jerusalem.
他们十个人只抓住一个犹太人
When 10 of them will take hold of one Jew.
就告诉他说你要把我们带到神的面前
And will say to him that you must take us to where God is.
因为我们要来寻求神的恩
Because we need to seek the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹注意这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
从字面上我们看到。
From the letter of the word, we're able to see.
这些事情是发生在将来国度的日子。
That these events will take place ahead in the days of the kingdom.
因为我们看到只有在国度的日子全地的人才会去寻求神。
Because we only see that all the people in the land will seek after God during the days of the kingdom.
在神恢复他的工作的过程里，今天我们说是国度前头的那个教会建造的时候。
In the process of God's restoration, this is the period during the building of the church, which is before the kingdom.
但是在教会建造的这一段时间里头，你没有看见全地的人都要在那里寻找神。
In the days as the church is being built, you do not see that the people of the land will come to seek after God.
不但是没有看见全地的人在那里拣选神。
Not only do we not see the fact that all the people of the land will come to seek and choose God.
相反，那里是看见绝大部分的地上的人都在那里背逆神，反对神。
On the contrary, you see that most of the people actually are rebelling against God and opposing God.
但第八章末了就给我们看到。
But at the end of chapter 8 shows us.
等到那一天来到。
When that day comes.
全地的人都来寻求神。
When all the people of the land will come seek after God.
他们寻求神的方法是借着犹太人。
The way which they're able to seek God is through a Jew.
那这就引起我们注意到一件事，上一次轻轻提了一下。
Therefore, it shows us one thing which we lightly mentioned last time.
那是神拣选以色列作为一个祭司的国度的那一个应许，重新显明他的功用。
That is the fact when God proclaimed the nation of Israel to be a priesthood, now once again has taken effectual.
那因此我们在这里首先就接触到一件事。
Therefore, first we take note of one thing.
圣殿的那个荣耀显得最厉害的时候。
When the glory of the temple is manifested at the greatest.
那是在国度的时候。
That is during the period of the kingdom.
在国度的时候。
During the period of the kingdom,
众人都要来寻求神。
All will come to seek after God.
但是他们怎么能寻求神呢？
But how are they to seek after God?
他们就要借着一个祭司的国度来做这个桥梁。
They must use the medium of the kingdom of priests to seek after God.
所以就看到十个人拉住一个犹太人。
Therefore, you're able to see 10 men to take hold of one Jew.
是我们要与你同去。
That we must go with you.
因为我们听见神与你们同在。
For we have heard that God is with you.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
列国的人怎么能进到与神同在的那一个经历里呢？
How are all nations able to enter into the experience of God's presence?
他们要抓住一个犹太人。
They must take hold of a Jew.
让犹太人领他们到神的同在的光景里。
So that the Jew will take them into the experience of the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹很清楚，你就看到这就是祭司的国度的那一个光景。
Brothers and sisters, very clearly you're able to see this is the condition in which the kingdom of priests is manifested.
只要他是一个犹太人。
As long as he is a Jew.
只要他是一个以色列人。
As long as he's an Israelite.
他就好像站在一个祭司的地位上面把列邦的人和神连接起来。
It is as if he is a priest to be able to unite the nations with God.
那这个是我们从字面上的也很清楚看到的。
Now this is something we can very clearly see from the letter of the word.
但是引出一个问题。
But it brings forth this issue.
这个问题是蛮不简单的。
And this is not a simple issue at all.
你说犹太人他们既然是站在一个祭司的国度的这个地位上。
You say that if the people of Israel are standing in the position as a kingdom of priests.
那是不是在国度的日子 人还在神的面前有献祭的事呢？
Does it mean that during the period of the kingdom that man will still have the matters of sacrifice before God?
如果没有献祭的事，那他们怎么做祭司呢？
Now, if there is no matter of sacrifice, why are the Israelites priests?
那我们读以西结书的时候，
When we read the book of Ezekiel,
我们也读到那里有一个圣殿的图样。
We're also able to see there is a picture of the temple there.
我们都说读经的都承认那个就是将来国度的时候的那个圣殿的模样。
All the Bible scholars confess, acknowledge that is a picture of the kingdom, of the temple in the kingdom.
我们又读帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候。
When we read the end of 2 Thessalonians.
我们也看到在国度开始以前敌基督出来统治这个全地的时候。
When we see that when the Antichrist comes forth to unite the whole earth,
他要进到神的殿里头坐在那里自称为神。
He is to go into the temple to claim himself as God.
那这些的话都给我们看到一些个情形。
Now all these words show us this condition.
就是在国度里头有圣殿的。
That is, in the kingdom, there is the temple.
那在国度里面有祭司的。
In the kingdom, there are priests.
既然有祭司又有圣殿
If there are priests and there is the temple
那圣殿里头的活动是什么呢
Then what are the activities in the temple
祭司他们在圣殿里面做的是什么呢
What do the priests do in the temple
是不是像旧约的那样
Is it just like the Old Testament
还要杀牛杀羊呢
That they still have to slaughter the sheep and the herd and the flock 如果我们从
以西结书上面来看好像给我们的印象是他们仍然要杀牛杀羊。
If we look from the impression of Ezekiel, it seems like they still have to slaughter from the herd and the flock.
但是弟兄姊妹们，但如果我们是这样来看国度里面的祭司的服事。
But brothers and sisters, if we look at it in that angle, the service of the priest during the period of the kingdom,
我们就发生难处了。
That will be a difficulty.
因为旧约的祭司所做的都是影儿。
Because all that the priests do in the old covenant is only a shadow.
他们在那一个时候遥遥指着以后神的儿子要来做的事。
What they do points from afar that which the Son of God will do.
那现在神的儿子已经做了旧约律法上面所表达的一切。
Now the Son of God has already completed all that is a type that is done in the Old Testament.
如果在国度里头的时候照做旧约的律法的那个要求重新来执行那些事物。
Now if we were to say in the period of the kingdom, if they were continue to do the things which they did in the Old Covenant,
那些动作有什么意思呢?
Then what is the meaning in those actions?
因为旧约里面所预备好的一切都已经成为事实了。
Because all that has already, a type in the old covenant has become reality.
影儿也成了实体了。
The shadow itself now is substantiated.
那在国度里头还要回到影儿的那个光景去吗?
Would it be that in the period of the kingdom you would return to the condition of the shadow of the type? That would be a big difficulty.
但是主给我们看见
But the Lord shows us
犹大给成为祭司的国度的事实在国度的日子里面的确是要显出来的
Yet the Lord shows us that Judah to become the kingdom of priests during the period of the kingdom will be realized
那这个祭司的国度的功用是什么呢
Then what is the function of the priesthood in the kingdom
你说要像从前那样来做献祭的事情那好像没有根据
If you say they were to perform sacrifices as in the past there is no foundation for that
如果不照着律法上的要求来做那这些怎么作为祭司呢
Yet if they do not perform according to the requirement of the law how can you call them a priest
这的确是叫我们在心思上有难处的如果我们是停留在旧约的那个观念里面来看国度。
Now that would cause us to have difficulties in our minds if we were to remain in the concept of the old covenant when we look at the priesthood in the kingdom.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
因着神自己的救恩
，because of God's own salvation，
我们就看到一个新的事实。
We're able to see a new fact。
当然，这个新也是和旧约的日子来做比较的。
Of course, when you say this is new, it's in comparison to the days of the old covenant。
那是在救恩里头的每一个人，神都给他们一个祭司的。
That is, everyone that is in salvation, God has given them the ministry of a priesthood.
现在我们都明白的。
Now we all understand.
每一个蒙恩得救的人都是一个祭司。
Each one who is saved by grace is a priest.
你是祭司，他是祭司，我也是祭司。
You're a priest, he is a priest, I'm a priest.
我们所有的蒙恩得救的人都是祭司。
All those who are saved by grace are priests.
那个合起来的那个我们称为教会的，你也可以说这个就是祭司的国度。
And all those as a corporate body, the church, you can say that is a holy priesthood.
那弟兄姊妹，如果是这样的话
，Now brothers and sisters, if that is the case,
那我们今天有没有看见我们在按照旧约的那个原则来做献祭的事呢
？Do we see ourselves in the same light and to perform sacrifice as in the old covenant?
没有。
No.
我们都不再做献祭的事。
No longer do we perform the sacrifices.
虽然你可以说我们祷告就是一个献祭。
Even though you may say that our prayer are sacrifices.
但是这个献祭和律法上的五祭是完全两回事。
But these sacrifices are completely different than the offerings in the law.
因为在律法上面的献祭的事情，实实在在 在那里。有流血牺牲的事。
Because the offerings and sacrifices under the law, there is the shedding of blood.
并且他们整个的动作是指明将来神的儿子要做成的事。
And actually, all the actions is a shadow of all the which the Son of God will complete.
我们现在的祷告啊，交通啊，我们可以在那里围绕着神儿子的所赐和所做来做那个内容。
Yet.Our prayers, our fellowship can surround who the Son of God is and what He has done as the center.
但是我们不是在那里说说将来神的儿子要替我们死。
But no longer are we there proclaiming the fact that the Son of God will die for us.
因为这个事情已经做成功了。
Because that has already been finished.
已经完成了。
It has already been completed.
不可能再重做一次的。
No longer can it be performed again.
不需要重做一次。
And there is no need for that.
那这样我们这个有君尊的祭司的这些人，那个祭司的职分是怎么表达呢
？Then when we have the royal priesthood, then how do we manifest that priesthood？
我们读你的前书的时候就很清楚看见。
When we read First Peter, we see that very clearly.
这个君尊的祭司他们的功用，乃是在那里发表主自己的荣耀。
The function of the royal priesthood is to manifest the Lord's glory.
所以那里是怎么说呢
？So how does it say that？
我们就是到主面前来，都是有这君尊的祭司。
Because all that we who we are that we come before the Lord, we have a royal priesthood.
要显明那照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That we have to declare the excellencies of Him who have called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
我们就看到了，在这个有君尊的祭司，他们整个的服事的内容，或是说他们献祭的内容，乃是作为神儿子的见证。
Therefore, we're able to see then the function of this priesthood or the entire service of this priesthood is to be the testimony, the witnesses.Of the Son of God.
所以我个人有这样的领会，我不敢说这个一定是很准确，但是起码是值得我们去留心。
Therefore, personally, I have this thought. I cannot say it is absolutely very accurate, but it is worthy for us to consider.
在将来国度的时候
，In the period of the kingdom,
犹太人的那个祭司的国度的祭司的国度的恢复
，the restoration of the priesthood for the Jews，
不是叫他们每一个以色列人都像利未人或者说是亚伦的后代那一个时候所做的那一个服事的内容。
It is not for every single Jew to serve in a way which the descendants of Aaron or the Levites served previously。
他们就是在那里作为神的见证。
They are there to be the testimony of God.
见证什么呢?
What are they testifying to?
见证神是如何恩待人。
To testify of the fact how God is gracious to man.
神是如何的恢复人。
How God restores man.
神是如何的不放弃人。
How God does not forsake man.
他们怎么来见证呢?
How do they testify of
this? 就用着他们整个犹大民族的那个经历来做这个见证。
It is to use the entire history of the race of the Israelites to bear this testimony.
我们看以色列从被召开始。
We can see when Israel was first called.
一直到国度开始的日子。
Until the beginning of the kingdom.
你说在他们那 这个几千年的历史的里头，他们有哪一个时候在神面前是完完全全能表明神的对人的动作的？
You can say that when in this period of since they were called to the kingdom in these few thousand years, when was the one particular time that they can completely manifest the fact that they have been chosen by God?
没有
None.
就是在大卫的日子，也没有看到这一个。
Even during the days of David, we cannot see that.
你看到在大卫的日子里面，在以色列这一个范围里面，悖逆神的事情还是。
Even during the days of David, even in the boundary of Israel itself, you can see there is rebellion.
连大卫自己也在神的面前制造了不少的缺陷。
Even David himself have caused shortcomings before God.
大卫的家里边那更是如此。
Even more so in the house of David.
但正因为整个那么长的历史的阶段的里边。
But it is because during those long period of time,
以色列人是一再的在神面前悖逆神。
The Israelites continue to rebel against God.
但神就一直在那里把他们恢复过来。
Yet God continually restores them.
出埃及是一个恢复。
The exit out of Egypt is a restoration.
整个的四世纪是一个恢复。
The entire book of Judges is a restoration.
列王的日子反反复复所做的，一直叫我们看见神的恢复。
During the period of the kings, we're able to see repeatedly God shows us a restoration.
被掳归回是一个恢复。
After they were in exile and they returned from the captivity, that is a restoration. 一直到了
四福音的时候，你仍然看见那个恢复。
Even during the period of the gospels, we see that is still again a restoration.
虽然到了四福音以后
，and even though after the gospel,
犹太人整个的来说，好像是神把他们暂时放在一边。
It seems as God have now completely placed the Jews aside temporarily.
神在恩典里边兴起教会来代替他们在地上所要显明功用的那个地位和身份。
It seems as if in God's grace he has raised up the church to take the place of the Jews to manifest God's status.
但是等到主再来的时候
But when the Lord returns again,
我们看见一个很重要的事。
We're able to see something very important.
仍然是一个恢复。
Again, it is still a restoration.
我们看到主再来的时候。
When we see the Lord return.
一边来说教会被提。
On the one hand, the church is raptured.
另一边我们看见以色列人重新被召聚了。
We're able to see, during that time, the Jews are again all gathered.
那召聚回来干什么呢?
When they're all gathered, what do they do?
要显明国度。
They are to manifest the kingdom.
那所以在整个以色列人的历史的里边他们所带到神面前来的都是悖逆还梗顶撞。
So throughout history, what we can see of the Israelites is that they rebel against God, that they oppose God.
但是在那么长久的历史的里头，神用着他自己的怜悯、恩典、全能、智慧来把这些悖逆的人带回神起初拣选他们的目的。
But throughout, we're able to see God uses His grace, His mercy, His compassion, His wisdom, His sovereignty to bring this rebellious people back to His own choice why He chose them.
所以在国度的日子,
So during the days of the kingdom, the Israelites have a very clear testimony there. We are all rebellious. We have left God and forsook Him again and again. Yet God did not forsake us.
神仍然很忍耐地把我们带回他起初拣选我们的目的。
Yet patiently God has restored us back to the purpose why He has chosen us.
弟兄姊妹们,
他们这样的一个见证。Brothers and sisters, this testimony
就在那里叫列邦的人看到了。
Will cause all the nations able to see.
神是满有恩典的神。God
is a God full of grace.
神是乐意悦纳寻找他的人的神。
God is a God who is willing to accept those who seek after Him.
尤其是经过大灾难以后,
especially after the great tribulation.
神的权柄智慧能力
God's wisdom and power and sovereignty is so clearly manifested.
那所以那些在经过灾难圣召而能引进国度的人,
therefore, all those who remain from the great tribulation led into the kingdom,
他们都要来寻求神,
they will come to seek after God.
但是你叫他们怎么去寻求神呢?
But you question, how do they come seek after God?
他们就抓住犹太人,
they hold on to a Jew.
领我们去
Lead us to seek after God. We thank the Lord.
我个人想,
I personally think
在将来那个祭司国度的那个恢复是这样的一个恢复。
The restoration of the priesthood that is to come is such a restoration.
而不是再恢复他们去杀牛杀羊,
it is not to restore them to slaughter the herd and the flock again.
而是用着他们来吸引人, 来到神的面前,
but it's to use them to captivate man back into God's presence.
来彰显神悦纳人的, this事实,
to manifest the fact that God accepts man.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
因为在这里也给我们看到有一个,
because here we're able to see such a hint.
他说从列国诸族, 中有十个人从列国诸中出来啊，就拉住一个犹太人的衣襟，说我们要与你们同去，因为我们听见神与你们同在了。
A 10 man shall take hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We'll go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
神与你们同在,
God is with you.
我们也要 得找神与我们同在,
we also want for God to be with us.
那我们怎么是能找, 寻找的神的同在呢?
Now how do we, are we able to seek the presence of God?
你们以色列人是有神同在的人,
you Israelites are those who have the presence of God.
你们领着我们去,
you lead us there.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这个就是祭司国度的那个实际,
this is the reality of the kingdom of priests.
这个就是站在神和人中间把神和人连接起来的那个桥梁。
And this is to stand as the bridge to unite God and man.
那个时候的祭司不再是杀牛杀羊,
the priesthood no longer would slaughter the herd and the flock.
因为在那个日子你不能再叫神的儿子为我们再流血,
because in those days you cannot have the Son of God to shed His blood for us again.
而在那个日子只是人去享用神儿子已经流血成就了的那一个,
but in those days, we are only to enjoy of the grace which is manifested what the Son of God has already completed for us. We thank the Lord.
那这在第八章末了的时候,
at the end of chapter 8, it already shows us to take note.
撒加利亚书里边的话已经把神的启示向属他的人
that the words in the book of Zechariah is already manifested to those who belong to him. So many of who study the Bible would confess one thing.
他们说,
they say, in the New Testament there is the book of Revelation. There's also a book of Revelation in the Old Testament.
什么是旧约里边的启示录呢?
Now, what is the book of Revelation in the Old Testament?
撒加利亚书.
It is the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书就是旧约里头的启示录.
Now, the book of Zechariah is like the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
的确我们也看到这样的事。
In fact, we see that.
从第八章开始一直说到末了。
starting from chapter 8 till the end,
就是说到末后的时候的事,
speaks of the things in the last days,
就是说到主再来的时候所发生的事,
speaks of the things that will take place when the Lord returns,
说到国度发生的经历,
speaks of the experience of the kingdom.
那当然这些话在当时的犹太人的心思里头,他们只是听,我肯定他们不会领会到那样深。
Of course, when these words were spoken during that time, I'm assured that the Israelites did not understand, and they only heard.
但是无论如何,
but regardless,
虽然他们没有领会到那么深, 那么准,
even though their understanding at that time was not so deep and so accurate,
但是他们看见前途,
but they're able to see the future.
那这对他们当时来说就已经是达成了。神启示的目的,
to them that has already accomplished the revelation of God, the purpose of God's revelation.
他们看见他们有前途,
they see that now they have a future.
他们看见他们在神的心意的里头一直是蒙神纪念,
they see that in the heart of God they continue to be remembered by God.
所以我们现在把这个圣殿重新建造起来是不应该要再有难处,
so now let us continue rise up to finish the temple, there should be no more hardship.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那当我们读这个撒加利亚书的时候,
when we read the book of Zechariah,
我们看到他们当时的那个接受带领的原则,
we can see the principle in which they were led,
和我们今天在教会建造的过程里面所接受的那一个原则啊完全是一样的,
it is the same principle as the church is being built today.
如果我们真要看今天教会建造过程里面的一切,
if we're truly to see the entire process of the building of the church today,
说明显一点就看现在基督教里面的那个光景,
to say it very evidently, that's the condition of Christianity today.
跟当日的以色列犹大人重建圣殿的时候的那个属灵的光景没有两样的,
it is pretty much the same as the spiritual condition of the Israelites in those days when they built the temple.
外面是可以做一些个主名下的工作,
externally there is work that can be claimed under the name of the Lord,
但是心思里头却是带着许多的疑惑,
but within the heart has a lot of doubts and questioning,
甚至有迷茫在那里,
even to a point there is despair there.
那我们读哈该书也好读撒加利亚书也好我们都看到这种光景,
when we read the book of Haggai or the book of Zechariah we see that condition,
但是感谢神,
but we thank God,
不管人在神面前的光景是怎样的高或是低,
regardless of man's condition before God whether high or low,
是一直有人看见他们有前途,
continues to show man that man has a future,
只要他们还的心向着神,
as long as their heart is still toward God, 只要
他们没有离开神的那一个心思,
as long as they did not depart away from God's heart,
他们永远在神面前有路可以走,
before God they will always have a path ahead,
他们永远在神面前是有前途的人,
they will always have a future before God,
那当然,
of course,
当你要达到那个路程的终点,
if you're to reach the destination,
里面当那个过程还有许多的曲折,
there is still a lot of a lot of obstacles in the process.
但是不管有多少的曲折,
regardless of how many turns there is,
那个指望在那里没有动,
the goal is there that is not moving.
那个前途没有给任何的事情来遮蔽,
the future is not hidden or covered by anything.
那但是神也让他的子民能看见整个的过程里头不那么是一帆风顺,
God also shows his people that the process will not be smooth sailing.
那所以从第九章开始我们就看到,
so starting from chapter 9 on we're able to see,
神说到国度的显明的那一个过程里头会发生的事情,
God shows to us in the process of the manifestation of the kingdom events that will take place.
如果从那当然他不是按照那个历史发生的次序在那里说话,
of course it's not speaking in chronological order as the events unfold,
但是他所有的说话的那个焦点都是启示里头的重点,
But all the focal point of these words are emphasized in the Revelation.
我们从第九章开始。
If we start with chapter 9,
我们就看到一些事情来了。
We see some events.
那就说到当以后的事情发生的时候会有什么事情发生。
That is, and the things that will happen, what will take place?
第九章的时候神给撒迦利亚又说了一些话。
In chapter 9, God gives these words to Zechariah.
那些话是说到以色列人的周围的环境还是有困扰的。
It speaks of the fact that the situation around the Israelites still give them hardship.
但是神却是他们的保护。
Yet God himself is their protection.
那我们稍微留意一下这里怎么说的是什么。
We'll somewhat take note of what is speaking of here.
他说耶和华的默示应验在哈达拉地大马色和靠近的哈马并推罗西顿。
The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hagrak and Damascus nearby Tyrus and Sidon.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里说到将来有一些事情要发生。
There are some things that will take place.
这些事情呢神那个时候跟撒迦利亚说。
These things when God spoke to Zechariah.
但是却不是当时发生的事。
They are not things that happened during that time.
神的话也指明。
God's word says very clearly.
这些事是以后要应验的。
These things shall be fulfilled.
不是当时发生的。
It is not taking place at that time.
如果是当时发生的。
If it happened at that time.
那就不叫做应验了。
It would not say that they will be fulfilled.
因为这些事情神在以前没有说过。
Because these words God has yet to speak.
神是在那一个时候才说这些事。
God spoke these words during that time.
这些事情没有发生。
They have not yet been happened.
但是有一天要发生。
But one day they will happen.
在发生的时候就是应验。
And when they happen, it will be fulfilled.
所以我们就看到这一段话开始是说到以后的事了。
Therefore, we are able to see the beginning of these words speak of the things to
come. 与当时没有直接的关系。
It did not have anything, direct relationship with the present at that time.
但是里面说的那些事情呢？
But these things that are spoken,
确实有一些非常严，非常严肃的事实在哪里？
Also have a very solemn fact there.
我们简单的先来把它那个结果点出来。
Let us first point out the result.
头一件事情就是
The first thing is
以色列的周围的环境不会平静安稳。
The surrounding situation of Israel would have no peace.
第二件事情
The second point
虽然周围都是不平静不安稳
Even though there is no rest, no peace surrounding Israel
但是神的百姓确实受保护。
But the people of God are protected.
那就是归纳起来第九章上头上半的那些话就是指出这两个事实。
If we're to summarize the first half of chapter 9, those are the two points.
就一直说到神的百姓是在神的面前是蒙保守的。
It continues to speak of the fact that the people of God will be protected before God.
当然我们必须要记住这样的背景。
Of course, we must remember this background.
头一件事情就是
The first thing is
蒙保守的神的百姓一定是遵行神的话语。
The people of God who are kept, who are protected are those who keep the word of God.
这是生命记上头给我们明白的。
That is understood by us in the book of Deuteronomy.
他们在神面前蒙保守。
They are kept, they are remembered before God.
因为他们拣选站在神的一边。
Because they have chosen to stand on God's side.
这一点是很明显的。
That is a very evident point.
那现在我们来看这里这一段的话究竟说的是什么。
Now, if we take a look at this passage, what it is speaking of.
如果我们对 历史不是很熟悉的
，if we're not too familiar with history，
那对这一段话来说，我们就很难掌握到它那个具体的，那个意思。
Then it would be very difficult for us to be able to grasp as a whole these words here。
但是我们一般来说都不是很懂历史的人。
But in general, we are a group that is not very familiar with history.
我们要懂是懂本地的历史。
If we are to be familiar with history at all, it is of the local history.
或者是本国的历史。
Or maybe the history of the nation.
那至于不是与自己没有关系的历史，那就不大懂了。
And so history that has nothing to do with us personally, we won't have much idea about.
那所以我们读到一些与历史有密切关系的那一些的经文的时候，我们常常感觉有点困扰。
Therefore, when we read some scripture that has to do with history itself, we are somewhat troubled.
不过我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们是有缺陷。
We have that shortcoming.
但神总用着一些人把我们的缺陷来给我们补满。
But God will use individuals to fill what we lack.
但第九章开头这一段的话。
At the beginning of the chapter 9,
我们有几个字或给我们有一点提示的。
There are some words here that give us some reminders, some hints.
是哪几个话呢？
What words?
第一个就是就是第十三节。
Verse 13.
那里就提到一个国家或者一个民族，那希腊。
There it mentions of this nation, is Greece.
另外的一个呢，就是提到以色列和犹大本身。
And another one is Israel or Judah themselves.
那好，那我们就留意到这一个。
Then we can take note of that.
因为这一段的历史的里面和这两和希腊和犹大是有很紧密的关系。
Because in this passage, Judah, Israel, and Greece here is closely related.
我们首先留意的是
We first take note.
他说耶和华的默示要应验在什么地方呢？
The burden of the word of the Lord shall be where?
哈德拉地、大马色和靠近的哈马。
Hadrach, Damascus, and Hamath, which is thereby.
哈德拉是什么地方呢？我们只知道是在那一个地区，但是具体确实的地点，一直到现在没有一个确定。
Where is Hadrach?We have no idea, even though we have an idea of where the region is, even until today, we are not completely sure where this location of Hadrach is.
但是这里提到三个地点。
But here it mentions three places.
哈德拉、大马色、赫马。
That is Hadrach, Damascus, and Hamath.
哈德拉，我们在后边的地图也看不到它在哪里。
Even Hadrach we cannot find in our maps behind the Bible.
但大马色跟赫马我们看到。
But for Damascus and Hamath, we're able to find.
那是在亚述当年的亚述的境内。
In those days, Damascus and Hamath is in the region of Assyria.
也就是现在的叙利亚的这一带的地区。
And that is the present day Syria.
但是呢，考古学上面发现出来的那个亚述的碑文呢？
When we're able to see then the artifacts that the archaeologists are able to find of Assyria,
把这三个地点都摆在一起，圣加利亚书也把它摆在一起。
They place these three places in their findings together just as it is here in the book of Zechariah.
所以虽然我们不能确定哈德拉究竟是哪一个地点。
So even though we cannot be confirmed where this particular place Hadrach is,
但是我们可以有足够的资料肯定它是当年亚述帝国的几个大城。
But we're able to have enough information to be assured that it would be one of the bigger cities during those days of the country of Assyria.
那这里就先提到亚述。
Here it first mentions Assyria, and then it mentions Tyre and Sidon.
然后就提到亚什基伦、加撒、以格伦。
And then it mentions Ashkelon, Gaza, and Ekron.
那这是属于腓力士人的地和靠近埃及的那些地区。
Now, these,
在当时是说这是腓力士人的居住的地。
Now these places were explored by the Philistines in those days, that is near the land of Egypt.
那这里就提到了这几个国家在当时来说，尤其是亚述，是一个非常大的国。
Now it's mentioned here, especially in those days, especially Ashdod, it is a very big nation.
但是呢
，But
我们注意到
，What we take note of，
按照这里所提的次序
，According to the order that is mentioned here，
就是从亚述到推罗西顿到底下的。
That is from Assyria to Tyre and Sidon and the land of the Philistines,
包括埃及
including Egypt.
那这一个你按这一个次序
when we look at it in this order,
你从马其顿帝国兴起的时候
you can see from the rise of the Macedonian Empire.
那亚历山大那个大帝的东征啊，他就是沿着这个路线把这些地方攻取毁灭。
That is according to the route of the conquest of Alexander the Great when he subdued these areas.
所以这里就是提到那一个我们不必去注意太细的事情。
This mentions about that what we don't need to go into too much detail about that.
我们只注意当时这个地区里头所提到的名字的地区，在当时来说都是一些非常繁盛的地方。
We can take note of the places mentioned in these regions during those days were flourishing.
也是曾经在那个地方有他们的在武功上面或者说在那个政治上面都是有一定的那个长度的。
Even to a point, we can say that during those days, politically and militarily, they are quite strong.
但是你看这里。
But here you can see,
好像是这些都不能维持下去。
You can see that they cannot be sustained.
都完全给毁灭的。
They're completely destroyed.
包括埃及在里头。
Including Egypt.
但是有一件事情。
But one thing.
很特别的。
It is very unique.
那是第八节。
That's verse 8.
我必在我家的视为安营。使敌军不得任意往来，暴虐的人也不再经过，因为我亲眼看顾我的家。
And I will encamp about my house because of the army, because of him that passeth by, and because of him that returneth, and no oppressor shall pass through them any more. For now have I seen with my eyes.
那弟兄姊妹，我们必须把整段的历史连起来看，不要把它分成和两个不同的事。
Brothers and sisters, we have to look at this as a whole, and we cannot break it apart.
这是什么呢？
What is this speaking of?
这是当时在亚历山大东征的时候所发生的事。
This is when Alexander was in his conquest, what the events that took place.
当时亚历山大东征的时候，他那个最强的对手是埃及。
The greatest opponent for Alexander during his conquest was Egypt.
但是亚历山大的那个军队啊，从希腊那边往东这边来。
When Alexander went east with his army,
就沿着这一个这些邦国的次序，一一的攻下了他们。
He went according to these nations, one by one, subdue them.
然后就要去攻打埃及了。
And then he was to attack Egypt.
那要攻打埃及的话，他就一定要路过以色列。
If he was to attack Egypt, he will pass by Israel.
所以以色列也是他当时要攻打的一个地区。
So Israel was also a region which he will attack.
那个犹太的历史家那个约瑟芬。他的历史里头就记载了这样的事情。
In the historical accounts of Josephine and the history of Egypt, this is recorded.
当亚历山大的军队 打到靠近耶路撒冷的时候
，When the army of Alexander was drawing near to Jerusalem，
当时的以色列人的那个祭司啊，就出来迎接他。
The priests of the Israelites during that time came out to meet him。
就把一本圣经呈现给他了。
The priest welcomed Alexander with a Bible, was to greet him and give him this Bible.
是给他指出什么呢？
What was he to show Alexander?
我猜，但是我没有直接看到约瑟芬里边的那个记载，我是从别的书上看到他引着约瑟夫的记载。
This is my guess. I did not read the accounts of Josephine himself, but it is from other texts, other books that refer to his historical account.
所以我猜啊，他非常非常可能是看到了但以理书和撒加利亚书里边的记载。
My guess is that perhaps he has seen the recordings in the book of Daniel and in the book of Zechariah.
叫他看到那一段的历史整个的发展，原来老早就在神的宣告的里头。
So that he's able to realize the account long ago have already been prophesied, recorded by God.
巴比伦的兴起。
The rising of Babylon.
马代巴斯波斯的把巴比伦拿掉。
And how Medes Persia have conquered Babylonian.
然后马其顿兴起。
And how now the Macedonian Empire can rise.
把马代波斯拿下了也灭掉。
To take over the Medes Persian Empire.
然后就带出这一次的东征。
And to bring about this conquest.
然后东征整个的路程就好像完全的给记载在那里。
It seems as if the entire trail of the conquest is recorded there.
那就说到亚历山大因为领会到这样一件事情是神在那里管理着这一切。
There it speaks of the fact that because Alexander came to realize this is all under the sovereignty of God,
他就下令马其顿的军队就离开犹大。
So he gave an order then the army of Macedonia left Judah.
然后绕道去攻打埃及。
And went around to attack Egypt.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看到这一段话的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see these words here,
我们就看到这样的一件事了。
We can see this thing.
跟犹大有关联的四围的国家都给希腊帝国来打下去。
All these nations that surround Israel have been taken by Greece.
唯独犹大、耶路撒冷安然地维持在平安里。
Except Judah, Jerusalem is still at peace, at rest.
那这样的一件事情
Now this event
是给当时的犹太人他们看见他们是有前途的。
Is for the Israelites during that time to see that they have a future.
他们那个前途的把握不是在他们自己本身的强大或是了不起。
Their confidence in their future that they would be safe is not because of their greatness or how great they are.
乃是在乎他们看见神说我的眼目看顾我的家。
But it is based on the words that God says that his eyes have kept watch over his house.
那这是那个时候的就是圣殿建造好了以后的一段年日的历史。
Now that is the history of a period of time after the completion of the temple.
因着这一段的历史
because of that history,
就引出了一个很严肃的预言的宣告。
It brings forth a very solemn proclamation in the prophecy.
第八章我们看到祭司国度的恢复。
Chapter 8, we're able to see the restoration of the priesthood.
那第九章到了这里的时候呢？
Chapter 9 then,
我们就看到国度的王的显明。
We're able to see then the manifestation of the King of the Kingdom.
但是这个国度的王的显明不是人想象里面的那一种威严庄那庄重华丽。
But when we see the manifestation of the King of the Kingdom, it is unlike the concept impression that man has of how majestic, how splendid that manifestation is.
而是好像一个很隐藏的王。
But it seems as if it's a very hidden king that is brought forth.
那第九节弟兄姊妹你留意。
Verse 9, brothers and sisters, take note.
西安的民呢应当到达喜乐耶路撒冷的民呢应当欢呼看啊你的王来了来到你这里他是公义的并且是施行拯救谦谦和和的骑着驴就是骑着驴的驱子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a coat the fowl of an ass.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这一段话的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we read these words,
你没有办法不留意到这一段话是给引用在四福音里。
You cannot imagine that these words would be used in the Gospels.
显然这一段话就是预先宣告了一个将来要发生的事。
Very clearly, these words have prophesied of the things to come.
神怎么叫他的百姓有前途呢？
How does God show that his people have a future?
因为他的王来了。
Because his king is here.
因为他的王要来。
Because their king will come.
这个就是他们长久以来所盼望的那一位弥赛亚要显明了。
This is the Messiah they have long awaited for him to be manifested.
但是这一位王的显明
But the manifestation of this king
和人的盼望是完全两样。
It is completely different from what man has hoped.
在人的心思里头
But in man's heart
哎呦我们的王显出来了。
Now our king is manifested.
他是威严啊。
He is majestic.
他大有能力了。
He is great with power.
他有权柄了。
He has authority.
他又是很威风的。
He is also very splendid.
但是不。
But no.
这一位王来的时候
But when he comes,
从实质上面
In actuality,
他带出公义,
he brings forth justice
他带出拯救,
and salvation.
但是从表面上看来,
Yet when we look at him,
他不像王,
he does not look like a king.
因为他是谦谦和和,
because he comes lowly.
并且他不是骑着高头大马,
he was not riding on a great and mighty horse.
也不是站在战车上面,
he's not standing on a chariot.
他乃是骑着一个驴子进来
But he's riding upon a donkey
还不是大驴
And it's not a great donkey
还是小驴
It is a colt
是一个驴驱子
The fowl
啊，这算是什么呢
What is that?
这个是王吗
Is this a king?
感谢主
Thank the Lord
他是这样隐藏的来到他的百姓的中间
This is how he is hiddenly come to his people
我们在福音书里面就看到这件事
In the Gospels we see this
我们的主进最后进耶路撒冷的时候
At last, when our Lord entered Jerusalem,
他就是骑着驴驱子进来。
He ran on in a coat.
他的门徒把衣服脱了就铺在地上作为他的红地毯。
And his disciples took off their garments and put it out as the red carpet for him.
两旁的人呢就拿着棕树枝在那里摇。
And the people would just shake their branches.
他的口里就在那里喊。
And there they're shouting.
活山哪活山哪。
They're crying out, Hosanna!
Hosanna
to the son of David.
这是明明是一个迎接王的那一种光景。
That is completely the condition of welcoming a king.
但是你又看这个王的本身。
But when you look at the king himself,
他好像不起眼。
It seems like he has nothing that will take our eyes from him.
他没有很华丽的衣服穿。
He does not have very majestic clothing on.
他也没有戴上冠冕。
He does not have a crown on.
他那个坐骑啊也没有什么三金三银的那个装饰
And he does not have any garments that is with ruby, stones or anything
只不过是很平凡的衣服搭在上面他就骑在上去
And he's only on garments that are laid out for him for him to ride in But thank our God
他预先宣告了他的儿子到地上来的时候他那个王的身份的显明是怎样的显出来
He has already proclaimed that his son of God, his son when he comes to be manifest as the king, how it will be manifested.
虽然从外貌上面
Even though outwardly it does have no appearance of a king. And there is no atmosphere of a king. But here the word of God confirms. You must shout and rejoice. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. The word of God confirms, he is your king. We thank the Lord. How is Judah able to be restored? How is the kingdom able to be manifested? In those days, in that condition, that Judah, their nation was destroyed. Now they're building the temple. Even the condition in which they build the temple has dangers. Therefore, how are you able to see this latter temple will have a greater glory than the former one? When you look at it, first, you must see now your king cometh. We thank the Lord. Indeed, this king has come. How did he come? The Gospels were able to see. He comes so lowly. And has he come? His people did not welcome him. They did not receive him. They did not acknowledge him. But thank the Lord. This is how he has hidden himself. He was hidden to a point. Even when he was crucified, he did not utter a word. He is able to speak. He is able to heal the one who had his ear cut off. It was quite easy for him to come down from the cross. Yet he did not. Silently, quietly, he accepted that. And humbly and lowly he came. And seemingly he was weakly crucified on the cross. But thank God. The word of God there says, this is your king. Even in the recording of the Gospels, that is the case. Because regardless of how the Jews opposed, regardless how the Gentiles did not know, even Pilate there had this sign. This is the king of the Jews. Even in three languages. Therefore, he's not only the king of the Jews.
说罗马文的人,说希腊话的人,都向他们宣告,这个是王啊。And
so even to those who spoke the Roman language, the Greek language, this is your king. We thank the Lord.
这是撒迦利亚书,
this is the book of Zechariah.
里面说到神的重大的启示。
Here it speaks of a great revelation of God.
啊, 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当这一位王来的时候,
and when this king comes,
他就把神的百姓以为可依靠的一些的征战用具都废掉。
He's going to destroy all the weapons which they are able to rely on.
然后又用他自己 来显明那一个征服的权柄。
And he will use himself to manifest that authority, that power to conquer.
所以你看到第九节,
so you see
verse, 不是第九节, 第十节,
so you see verse 9, verse 10.
这个骑驴驱使的王进了耶路撒冷,
when this king who is on the foe, as he entered Jerusalem,
他就说要除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马,
and I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem,
征战的弓也必除掉,
and the battle bow shall be cut off.
那这些除掉了,
now, if this was all taken away, how does he subdue the nations?
他必向列国讲和平,
and his dominion shall be over the heathen.
结果呢, 他的权柄, 比从这海管到那海,从大河管到地极,
and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea.
弟兄姊妹,这全地就给征服了。
Brothers and sisters, then the whole land is subdued.
怎么来征服的呢?
How does he conquer?
这是用和平来征服。
Here, he uses peace.
怎么和平呢?
What is peace?
我们倒不如说,
why don't we say?
用和睦来征服。
That he uses a unity to conquer.
什么和睦呢?
So what is unity?
人和神相合的这一个和睦。
It is this unity, this reconcilement between God and man.
人与神复活的这一个和睦。
It is this union, this restoration between God and man.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
那是十字架工作的果效。
That is the result of the work of the cross.
带出了人和神的间隔。
It has brought forth the result to remove any barrier between God and man. Now God and man is united. This is the proclamation of the gospel. And this proclamation of the gospel subdued the whole world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we thank God.
在撒加利亚书的里头,
in the book of Zechariah,
神不单是让犹大的百姓看见他们是有前途的,
God not only shows the people of Judah that they have a future,
神也给他们听见,
but God also let them hear.
我相信他们不领会,
I believe they did not understand,
起码他们听见,
but at least they heard.
有一天,
one day,
他们的王,
their king,
又叫全地给征服,
would subdue the whole world.
怎么去给征服?
How is it conquered?
他们不懂,
they do not know.
但是神说, 他们的王一天要征服全地,
but God says that one day their king would have dominion over the world.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这确实是一个极大的启示。
Indeed, this is a great revelation.
启示到在福音书的日子, 我们的主怎样来完成神差遣他的那一个任务。
It reveals to us how in the days of the gospel that the Lord have completed the commission which God has sent him to do.
然后,
and then,
神就 一步一步地把以色列恢复过来。
Step by step, God then restores Israel.
然后以撒就提到,我们不详细说这一个了。
We won't go into detail of this.
你接下去你就看到,
later on, you will see.
隐隐约约地在那里,
hiddenly, it shows us.
说到赫米基多顿的那一个战争,
speaks of the battle at Armageddon.
没有明讲, 没有明讲,
it did not say very clearly.
但是你看下去,
but when you read on,
你看到这个影儿,
you can see the shadow.
因为在底下就说到有一个战争的冲突,
because later on you can see there is this battle conflict.
这个战争的冲突, 那个双方呢, 一个是以色列, 一个是希腊。
In this battle conflict, you can see one is Greece and one is Israel.
弟兄姊妹,从历史上你没有看见过以色列跟希腊有过任何的冲突。
Brothers and sisters, you can see throughout history, there is no conflict, no battle recording of Greece and Israel.
但是你看到以后,国度显现以前,
but later on, when you see before the kingdom is manifested,
你看到,
you can see
以色列跟希腊有冲突。
You can see that Greece and Israel will be in conflict.
这个希腊就是希利尼,
and this Greece is
Greece,
just Greece.
那就是外邦,
and that is the Gentiles.
以色列跟外邦有一个大冲突,
that there is this great conflict.
这个大冲突在什么时候呢?
When is this great conflict?
哈米基多顿,
it is the battle at Armageddon. That is the end of the great tribulation.
结果呢?
And then,
神就在那里对付了列国,
God will deal with the nations there.
那这一件事情,
this event,
在后面的经文就有比较详细的, 提到,
we will have a greater recording later on.
那到了那个时候我们再看细的,
we can go into details at that time.
现在我们只是看那个大概,
here we just see it as a whole.
那这里你就看到
We can see that
以色列叫列国，接受了他们做梦也想不到的失败。
This allows Israel to accept the fact that
no, 叫列国
the nation
以色列带到一个他们想象不到的失败。
The nations will be led to a point of defeat that is unimaginable to them by Israel.
但是是以色列的能力吗？
But is it by the power of Israel?
不是。
No.
是神自己做的。
It is done by God himself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在经过了这一个。
After this has gone
through, 神就把以色列显明出来。
God will manifest Israel.
那就是国度。
That is the manifestation of the kingdom.
但国度的日子显出来。
When the days of the kingdom is manifested.
九章最末了的几句话。
That's the last passage here in chapter 9.
哦，他的恩慈何等大，他的荣美何其甚。
For how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty.
五谷要叫少壮的男子。要使少壮的男子健壮。
Corn shall make the young man cheerful.
那是说到丰收了。
That is the abundant harvest.
我们中文圣经翻出来，你就是这样看的话，你不明白它是什么意思。
When you just read it as it is translated in Chinese, it's hard to understand.
就是你看英文也一样，你不懂的。
Even when you read the English translation, it's hard to understand.
国度的那个事实。
But when you touch the reality of the kingdom,
你就知道了。
You will know then.
什么叫新酒培养少女？
You will realize then what does it mean the new wine, the maids.
那是。
That is.
新酒。
The new wine.
使少女们欢乐。
It will cause the maidens to be cheerful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
这就带进国度了。
This is brought into the kingdom.
这是很粗略的，很大概的，把那一个过程点出来。
This points out to us the process very roughly as an overview.
以色列怎么给恢复到一个祭司的国度呢？
Now how is Israel to be restored into the kingdom of priests?
因为他们的王要来。
Because their king will come.
当他们的王要来的时候。
When their king comes.
所有的事情都朝着神的安排来发生。
Then all the events will head toward the direction of God's arrangement.
当神所安排的发生过了以后。
And after all the arrangement that God has arranged take place,
一切神的对头都给压下去了。
Then all the opposition of God will be suppressed.
国度就显明出来。
Then the kingdom will be manifested.
就完全是神的荣耀华美。
Then what is there is the complete majesty and beauty of God.
在人中间所经历的就是丰收和欢乐。
What is in the midst for man to enjoy is cheer and harvest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些话虽然和当时重建圣殿没有直接的关系。
Though these words do not have a direct relationship with building the temple in those days.
但是确实让重建圣殿的犹太人他们看见自己有前途。
Yet it does show the Israelites who are building the temple in those days that they do have a future.
看见他们一直是在受保护。
To see that they're continually protected.
所以也就让他们在建殿的事情没有再有任何的出岔的地方，以致圣殿就给建好。
So that they would not have any means to go astray so that they can finish building the temple.
然后就叫我们看到这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的殿。
Then we're able to see how the glory of the latter temple will be greater than the former.
第九章是这一个，第八、第九章开始是这一个比先前的荣耀更大的事情，要成为事实的一些关键。
What is in chapter 9 is crucial to the realization of the fact that the glory of the latter will be greater than the former.
但那过程是怎么样的呢?
Now, what, how's the process like?
十章到末了，十四章就比较细的来说到这些事了。
It will be spoken to us more in detail starting from chapter 10 to the end in chapter 14.
我们以后再看。
We'll look into it later on.
但是给我们从他过去怎样带领以色列人重建圣殿的事上面，让我们今天也看见神在领着我们去建造他的属灵的工程上，我们也该要有的看见。
May the Lord show us the vision which we ought to have based on the experience of the Israelites when they build the temple as we're building the spiritual temple today.
我们今天晚上就交通到这。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.